Well, talk about your involvement as the guest speaker, why you wanted to be involved, and how it really ties in with your family history with your cousin Emmett Till.
You know, we began the Emmett Till Legacy Foundation in 2005, and our whole purpose of establishing that organization was to make sure that Emmett's memory stays alive, but then also we wanted to seek justice. At the same time, we wanted to make sure that no 14-year-old, no teenager, no African-American, white, Hispanic, Latina, or, you know, child, any child, would experience the same thing that Emmett experienced. And so we started the, you know, this organization in a way to do that. And I promised Emmett's mother that I would do whatever I could to keep her her work, you know, keep that going forward, even though she was a magnificent person, was in education. I don't have that kind of background. I have a marketing and management consulting background. But we connected, you know, in a way that I think is very, very special. And she entrusted to me, you know, the obligation and, you know, to keep this going forward. And so that's what I'm hoping to do.
And talking about Emmett Till, something in our history, and yes, connecting it to the Michael Brown event.
And it's unfortunate that we have to make those connections. It's unfortunate that we have to cry these kinds of tears. It's unfortunate that we have to seek this kind of justice in the United States of America. Our DNA is one that we cannot move away from. And that is, racism is a part of it, unfortunately. I don't like to say that. I hate to admit to it. But that is the reality. And so whatever we can do to address it, whatever we can do to dismiss it, to get rid of it, is what we should be doing. But we've got to talk about it. We've got to use these opportunities to talk about it. So unfortunately, Emmett's murder gives us that kind of opportunity to talk about it. And unfortunately, Michael Brown's murder, along with Oscar Grant and some of, and all the others that have experienced similar kinds of violence and injustice. Now, Michael Brown's situation, we're not sure how that's going to end up. We're hoping that there is a fair investigation. We hope that if there is some sort of repercussions for the officer, you know, that did something, if it turns out, you know, that his acts were criminal, then he needs to serve time. Our history tells us something a little bit different, and that's why people and young people are concerned. And so I think seeking justice is exactly what the NAACP is doing by talking about this. Sometimes we don't need to march. Sometimes we don't need to bang on a table. Sometimes we don't need to shout really loud. But if we keep remembering and talking about it, staying at the table and including our young people at that table, which is most important, and connecting them with the past to the present and the future, which is one of the things that the Emmett Till Legacy is trying to do, I think we're on a pathway to getting where we need to be.
And if there is one thing that you would like to leave with us in terms of one message you want to get across to the kids, mm-hmm, and to the adults who are going to be participating in these conversations.
Yes, yes. Well, that it's important to have the conversation. It's important to remember. It's important to connect the dots. It's important to think about what we can do going forward. It's important to take action where action is necessary. It is definitely an opportunity when we can talk. It's a gift when we can share, you know, something of our past and to make those connections. So I think that using this as a platform, and I like to applaud the NAACP and this church and this facility, along with Dr. Stanley, for coming up with this idea and inviting me to be a part of it. It's an honor, it's a privilege, and I think it's justice.